Last week, I got pretty good downloads in on my LA update episode. So I thought, okay, I'll record a second part. And this one is about mindset because of, this has been, wow, holy shit. This was like a whole big ass trip that gave me so many insights. I tried really recording some updates for myself along the way. And to be honest, I started out the trip feeling pretty bad because when I arrived, I sat down and I had like a day before the first retreat started and I wrote down all of these things and I had all of these insights about content and showing up. And I was like, well, I've had these insights before. Why am I still not showing up like this? And I didn't really know what this trip was going to give me. I wasn't even looking forward to this trip. But then I thought, you know, I'm just going to let it flow and see what happens. So today I'm sharing with you how I went from feeling bad to feeling pretty damn good, and the three biggest shifts I've made along the past couple of weeks. That was a whole ass intro. Let's get to it. So what happened is when I was sitting down at my first hotel, I realized like, oh, Amy, you're still not prioritizing making content. You're still not prioritizing the right stuff. And the biggest thing that I realized or I questioned about myself was like, why is that? Because I thought, well, You clearly know how to do it. I'm really good at making content. You know all of the things. But if you've had this insight so many times, it's not something practical. It must be your mindset holding you back. So I let that sink in. And that's the mindset I went with as I joined the first retreat. And I got there and I got really lucky because the topic of the retreat was actually a lot of like content, personal branding. And I was there and it's funny, by the way, I get a lot of reactions on my Instagram from people who like that I share my own insecurities because I don't know if you notice, maybe because I share so much about myself that it's not obvious anymore, but I have been doing over 7 figures a year, every year for 4 years straight. So even with all of these doubts and fears and imposter syndrome, you can do really big things, but I just know I'm destined for even bigger things. And I sometimes wonder why I haven't done those bigger things. I think we all have that. So this feels really vulnerable to share. Especially as a business coach, it's kind of like you're almost not allowed to share your own mindset struggles. But I got there and personal branding, taking up space, creating content. I was like, I know so much of this stuff. Why am I not doing it? And at first I felt really bad. But then I just let all of the retreat information, the strategy, the guest speakers flow into me. And then I thought, okay, it's because you've gotten scared. You've gotten scared about sharing. You've gotten scared about your own authentic voice. And I had severely underestimated, I think, how much my past had impacted my showing up. A few years ago when I started hitting really big revenue numbers, I got a lot of backlash about that. So that made me feel like, oh, I should be more quiet. When I was little, my brothers and my parents used to always tell me, you speak too much. So I tried not speaking too much and like not taking up too much space. When I was in high school, I got bullied. And some of these things, I just forget about them. But these past couple of weeks, they've really started popping up. And this feels really awkward to share. What I also started realizing is that I have had a couple of mentors and coaches in the past who in the beginning were really supportive. And then after a while, it turned out that maybe they were narcissists or they really didn't treat me well. And all of that combined, I think it just led me playing a smaller game and not believing in myself. And so the biggest mindset shift that I then got, this is like a bad story that I'm telling you, is as I was at those retreats, I saw Radha Devlukia speak and she shared about her journey of trying to figure out the content she was posting. And I had been following her. This is Jay Shetty's wife. And I had been following her for years and I'd seen her go through that journey. And at a certain moment, she shared that she has her personal brand content batched out until a month later. And I was like, holy shit. I've never taken my content, my personal content, that seriously, but that inspired me to do to do that. And then I was at this different event where I saw a bunch of speakers on stage, and it was a room with 1,000 people in that theater. And I saw the speaker. This was Brendan Burchard. And I saw the speakers, and I remember thinking to myself, like, oh, I could be on that stage. I could practice speaking. I could fill rooms like this in Belgium and the Netherlands, and after a while, maybe even globally. And just sat there, and I was like, holy fuck, why am I not doing this? Because I could do this. And I realized that I had put some of my dreams in a little box, subconsciously, because life got busy. Maybe I had a couple of things not go the way I wanted them to go. And I started maybe hiding my dreams. And I know the American dream is dead, as everyone says, but what I did realize, and this is number one of the three mindset shifts, is that I need to go back to dreaming bigger. And when you have bigger dreams, you also play a bigger game. And I just realized I've been making my dreams smaller and playing a smaller game, because that's what my environment made me believe I needed to do. But seeing other people do it made me realize it's possible. And I got that whole, like, if they can do it, I can do it too vibe back. And I was like, holy shit, yes, I'm going to go out and play a bigger game. That was the first biggest shift. And then the second shift was actually, as I was talking to people and, you know, at the mastermind retreat, at different events, there's two types of people that I've encountered. One is a type of person who's always willing to be a beginner and always willing to learn, and never feels too good to ask questions, never feels too good to be criticized, never feels too good to be anything, really. And then there's a different type of person who's maybe from wounds or from the past or shame, and I've definitely also been this person, who is afraid of being a beginner, who doesn't want to start over again, who doesn't want to learn from other people. And when I look at myself and the expansion I felt in the past couple of weeks, it has just reaffirmed to me that you need to always be willing to be a beginner. You need to be willing to suck. You need to be willing to be so bad. You need to be willing to put out really bad content if you ever want to put out really good content. You need to be willing to record a podcast, I don't know, on your bed, on your phone, in your hotel room the day before taking off and going back home. You need to be willing to just fuck shit up and to get advice from other people who do know better than you, and to get feedback on stuff. And I think that if I look at other people who stagnate in terms of growth, it's often because they start feeling like they can't go and fuck shit up again. They can't be a beginner at a new channel, at a new platform, a new idea, because they feel like they've already built up a bunch of stuff. And they're like, oh, I don't want to go back to being a beginner. But I think there's just so much magic in always being willing to be a beginner. So this is something I think the past year of me figuring out what I wanted to do in my business before I re-figured out that coaching was really my passion, that has really humbled me, that difficult year. And it has taught me again that there is no shame in being a beginner. It's actually the best thing you can do is always show up like a beginner and always be willing to learn. And the last thing I realized, and this is again something I see that makes a really big difference between other people or not, is if you feel like you've gotten stagnant or you're not growing anymore, yeah, we can learn stuff and we can challenge our mindset, but there's nothing that like catapults that to a new level, or that's like an ignition of that, like getting into a bigger room. Because being forced to play a bigger game happens when you're in a bigger room. Being forced to be a beginner happens when you're in a bigger room. The first retreat, when I went there, I walked in and I was like, oh, I'm the baby here. But that really helped me to, one, actually see my worth and realize I'm not that much of a baby, but also see and meet people who have done much bigger things in their career. And that really lights me up to do better as well. I think the quote, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, is probably one of the truest quotes ever. And if you get into a room where other people aren't necessarily better than you, none of us are better or worse than other people. We're all equal, but we have different experiences. We have different talents. If there's one thing I could tell you to shift in your life is to get yourself in a bigger room where you are not the smartest, you're not the most successful, and you get challenged by other people, because that will just fast track your success by years. And that's how I feel. I feel so expanded after these, not even 3 weeks here. I feel like I'm a different person and I'm on a different planet. And it's going to be really interesting to me to see if I can bring this back home, because I'm already afraid I'm going to lose that if I get back home. So I'm really planning out stuff right now. I'm really tying up all kinds of loose ends sitting here. That's also why I'm recording this podcast, so it can go live next week. I don't want to do last minute stuff. But yeah, I wish for all of us to always be in bigger rooms. And I don't mean that in a bad way to the rooms I'm in at home. I just mean that I truly believe that we should never stop growing and never stop learning. And maybe, you know, sometimes you become afraid of learning new things because you're like, oh, I'm already so overwhelmed. I don't want more information. And if you're feeling like that, what I want to tell you is this: you don't solve situations with the same knowledge that you created those problems. So you don't solve problems with the same knowledge that got you into those problems. Sometimes you just need a different perspective, a different person, other knowledge. So I have this sometimes. I'm like, oh, I don't want to read more books because I don't want to get more ideas. I'm already overwhelmed. But then I do read a book and then I get this perspective shift, which makes me realize I've been making something much bigger than it needs to be. And there's a simple solution to it. So never stop learning, never stop growing. To recap what I talked about in this short episode is: play a bigger game, always be willing to be a beginner, and get yourself into a bigger room. And if by any chance you want to be in a room with me and my coaches, who are all killing it at multiple six and seven figure businesses, if you're interested in joining one of my rooms, actually, because I have a couple of programs running right now that are really amazing. I have a gold mastermind for people who are scaling, building a team, organizing all of that. I also have a self-made millionaire mastermind for online entrepreneurs who want to scale to seven figures and up. If you're interested in either of those, if you are interested in either of those, just go to Instagram to fast forward Amy and DM me the word mastermind and let's chat, because I might just have something that proves to be the best decision of your life this year. Okay, have a really great week. Let me know if you have any questions about this, if you like me sharing this. This feels really vulnerable for you. It will probably not feel that way, but whenever I'm recording episodes, I'm like, oh, Amy, you're mumbling, or this is not good storytelling, no one will care. Like, I have so many limiting beliefs popping up when I share my personal shit that it actually really does help me if you let me know if you liked it. And the simplest way to do that, by the way, is if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, just leave me a review. I know you don't think I don't read those, but it's been a while since anyone posted a review, and I would really love a nice little review. Okay, have a happy day and talk soon. Bye.